This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. As we grind closer to Election Day 2024, how in the world do we sort through all the campaign promises and political rhetoric? Well, we're going to do our best today to help you sift through it all. And we thank you so much for joining us with Jeff and Camille, father-daughter legacy team, right here in Sacramento. They've been helping retirees just like you by giving them solid advice, sharing with you risks that you need to plan for. They've helped so many people retire, and they are creating retirements that can stand above the rest. That's their goal. So I want to start off by this phone number. It's 916-884-2584. That's the way to reach us. You can call or text VISIT for a 15-minute phone conversation. The number again, 916-884-2584. Remember, you can find us online anytime at monolithfinancial.com. Hello to you both, Jeff and Camille.
Well, welcome everybody. And this is another fun show, and it's very topic related to the recent primary debate that we just all hopefully witnessed.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have some fun today.
Yeah, I'm really excited for today. And when it comes to politics, it can sometimes be a heated or uncomfortable topic. So let's start off on maybe adding a little bit of humor. I think we've got some political jokes up our sleeve, don't we, this morning, Jeff?
Well, what are the two certain things in life? Death and taxes. But What's the difference between death and taxes?
I know this one. Well, Congress doesn't meet every year to make death worse.
You mean they can change our taxes?
They can. They've done it before and they may in the future.
Oh, dear.
All right, I got one for you. This is kind of a twist on an oldie but a goodie. How many congressmen does it take to change a light bulb?
Well, that one's pretty easy because it takes two. One to change the bulb, but then one to change it back.
That is so true. Oh, my gosh. Love it. Good job, guys.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Camille. What's the most unfair thing about American politics?
Well, I could go on and on, but for the sake of jokes, it's, you know, I'm going to have to say, well, we get 50 choices for Miss America, but we really only get two for the President of the United States.
Yeah, and the two we have, what? What's up with that, right?
Yeah. Well, we just saw it in live and in person.
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll help people make better decisions.
Exactly.
Well, I also wanted to kind of go over some fun little quotes from our past presidents. I really enjoy this one. I think it really coincides with how important it can be to start planning instead of brushing it off to the side. This is a quote by Abraham Lincoln. He said, "You cannot escape the responsibility of tomorrow by evading it today."
Boy, that's got some truth to it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We should put that on a plaque.
Yeah.
Well, and this one you can kind of think of in many ways, maybe personally, but this was from Ronald Reagan. And he says, "I have left orders to be awakened at any time in case of a national emergency, even if I'm in a cabinet meeting."
To be awakened. So, I love it.
Well, a lot of people just sleep through the information.
Yeah.
And so, You know, the thing is, pay attention to what's going on in your life, and what's going on in your finances.
Yes.
And that's what we're here to help you with.
Exactly. Okay, so let's get into it. I love the jokes. I love the quotes. Love them all. But one of the biggest overhauls in our tax policy here recently, the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Of course, we talk about this a lot on our show. Trump administration passed that, but those rates are set to expire here at the end of 2025. So we already have heard President Biden say he plans to allow those rates to expire if he's reelected this year, Jeff.
Well, yeah, he basically said, if I'm reelected, it's going to stay expired.
Yeah.
And it's weird he said stay expired.
Right?
Because it hasn't expired
yet. It's a play on words. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of one of those things is, what does he really mean?
I think he's trying to confuse people. Like, it's going to, like, people will think it's going to stay the same. But no, it's going to stay, it's going to retire, expire like it was set up for.
Well, what people really need to do is go back and look at your prior tax bills, look at your income, and then kind of compare to where you were. Because the tax cut nearly doubled the size of a standard deduction for most people. That's amazing. Hmm. And then Donald Trump has pledged to make the tax cuts permanent if he is reelected. So just the opposite. So you actually have two choices. And one of the things I would say, look at your bank account, look at your bills, look at all the costs, look at what's happened the last 4 years compared to the 4 years before that, and decide you only have two choices, which choice you want going forward.
Yeah, love that. That's so good. So true. Now, I don't know if you guys know Jeff Bush. I'm asking our listening audience this, but he's with the Washington Update, and they provide a nonpartisan analysis of what's happening in Washington. He says tax diversification is even more important, but unfortunately, he says that the financial industry hasn't done enough to help people achieve tax diversification. So I want to play this clip from him, and here's the first one.
We've done a great job helping clients understand asset diversification, i.e. asset allocation, but we've not done nearly good enough job in helping clients understand asset location and diversifying asset location. And there we're talking about diversifying a client's tax exposure so that in the future, they get to manipulate the tax code instead of the tax code manipulating them. If tax rates are high, take the Roth income, take the muni income. Tax rates are low, take the taxable income. Well, you can only do that if you have a diversified portfolio of tax exposure along with the allocation.
Camille, let's get your response to that, please.
I absolutely love this, and I think he's absolutely right. You know, when it comes to so many people that I meet with here in the office, they're confused, to be honest. A lot of times, you know, what is 100% taxable, tax-free, how things work. So we do a lot of educating them, not only on the terms that are used, but also what that means for them. And the statistics as far as Americans, it's over about 80% of Americans have saved the traditional way. They've saved in 401ks, IRAs, you know, 457s, 403bs, things like that. And they've delayed having to pay their taxes. So we talk a lot about pay, would you rather pay on the seed versus the harvest? And, you know, I think it's really important for people to understand you do need all three of these buckets, and you don't want your tax deferred or the 100% taxable bucket to be your largest bucket, because now you're in for a potential tax bomb.
Right. Yeah. Nobody wants that. And, you know, that's the fear of everybody is running out of our, you know, hard-earned retirement money.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's one big thing I do for a lot of people that walk in our door is let's talk about tax efficiency. Now, we're not CPAs, but we've got great technology and calculators to really help you understand how we can help you improve potentially your tax situation and pay less to the IRS. If you're interested in finding out how you could potentially pay less to the IRS, give us a call. Our number is 916-884-2584. And you can always text the word visit to 916-884-2584. You'll get a link directly to our calendar, and let's book some time one-on-one to talk about how you can potentially pay less to the IRS.
All right. And also remember their website, monolithfinancial.com. And this is the Monolith Money Show with Jeff and Camille. So excited to have you here along with us today, getting some great advice from them, this awesome father-daughter legacy team. Now, here's another clip from Jeff Bush of the Washington Update. And this is about the benefit of getting guidance now on your tax rates that are going to be changing in the future. Here's Jeff Bush again.
It always amazes me how many people in high income, high net worth people say, well, it's not changed yet. And so they don't prepare for it. And then they're shocked when it changes and they have a potentially a big tax liability. Well, too late, right? We could have dealt with that some time ago.
So it really gets down to is, do you prepare for things going on in the future? And most definitely you should be doing that. So we've been working with clients since the tax changes that have converted $150,000, $200,000 a year from IRAs to Roths because they knew where the tax rates were today. And we still say there's time left. There's also, depending upon who ends up becoming the new president, or I should say the next term president.
Yeah,
there you go. Because actually, either one of them aren't a new president, right?
One term left, yeah.
But there may be time after that, too. So it's really about sitting with your CPA, your advisory team, your estate planning team. You need all of these elements in your plan. And you need to start doing it when you're in your 40s, 50s, and 60s. Don't wait until you're 70 or 80 to say, oh, we need a plan for retirement. Now, if you don't have one, you can definitely call us. But there's never too early to start planning. Just like planning a vacation, you plan that sometimes years in advance. Well, retirement planning should be done years in advance, and then it should continue on year after year after year.
All right. So nobody has a crystal ball. We have no idea what's going to happen this year, but we do know it would help to have a plan. And that's what Jeff and Camille are all about. You know, you need to have a clear understanding of what is at stake with your finances. So I want to give this phone number out again because you can call Jeff and Camille anytime, 916-884-2584. Get on their calendar. Again, call 916-884-2584. If you're a texter, you can just text the word visit too. It's that simple, and get on their calendar that way. Jeff and Camille, you guys get questions all the time from people who find out what you do. And we're going to do this again today on our show where I'm going to bring some common retirement questions to our airwaves, digging into our mailbag. All right, you ready for this?
Yes, I'm ready. Definitely.
All right, here we go. First question. This is from Kay. And Kay says, I just heard your show for the first time a few weeks ago, and I realized I don't know as much about retirement planning as I thought. I've been contributing to a 401k at work for years. I do have some other savings, but what else might I really want to be thinking about? Jeff, I'll give that one to you.
Wow, Kay, that is great. And it all gets back to, let's go through that whole planning process with you. That way we bring out all the things you could be thinking about. First of all, Kay, you don't say if you're married or single. So that's something that we would address as far as where are you if something happened to one of you, if you are a couple. The other thing, Kay, is, you know, do you own a home? Is it paid off? Do you want it paid off? That's another big concern of most people. Are you going to get a pension? What's your Social Security going to look like when you retire? And when should you start taking it, Kay? These are all huge questions that we go over. And then what do you want to do when you're retired? That's one of the best questions that we do is, what do you want to do? Where are you going to spend your money? We know most people still have overhead, right? You still have expenses. Everybody has to food and electricity and their phones and their all the stuff that you have. But what's the fun stuff you're going to do? What do you look forward to do in retirement? And again, we have a lot of single clients and they like to, let's say, travel. Well, let's put in your budget enough so you can travel with maybe one of your kids or one of your grandchildren. So it's really about where you're going to be spending your money and what fun things do you want to do in retirement, Kay?
Love it. Okay, there you go. And if you have those questions of your own, certainly give Jeff and Camille a call. They could guide you just like Jeff's talking about and come up with a plan just for you personally. 916-884-2584. That's the number to call. All right, digging into our Monolith Money Show mailbag today. This next question is from Patty. And she says, I'm 64, so the big thing I'm wondering about right now is Medicare. All the mail I have received has made me wonder when the best time is to sign up.
Yes. So, Patty, depending how far along in your year of 64, typically we say that the soonest you would want to apply for Medicare would be about 3 months prior to your birthday. So you have 3 months prior all the way to 3 months after your birthday to apply. That's called the initial enrollment period for you. And that you can sign up for Original Medicare. You can actually just simply go online to, you got to use the Social Security website first. You'll sign up for Medicare there. And then you can go ahead and say, all right, do I want any additional coverage rather than what Original Medicare covers? This is where I think there's a lot of terms out there that can be a little bit confusing to some people, but Original Medicare is Part A and Part B. That is the doctor and hospitalization. And then you can, to cover all the other out-of-pocket expenses or to help cover a lot of them, you can actually choose what's referred to as a Medicare Advantage plan. That would also cover typically Part D or the drug portion of your Medicare, or you could choose to go ahead and use a supplement, or they refer to it as a Medigap policy. Then you'd have to make sure you also buy Part D insurance as well. But really the things that you want to consider as you are just starting your new journey on Medicare is, what are the costs? What type of coverage are you covered under? Do you want to do a Medicare Advantage or supplement? One of the big things with that is to understand, by choosing one or the other, are you still able to see the doctor or go to the hospital that you like? So that's a big thing, is make sure that that is a plan that your current doctors accept. Unless you want to change doctors, then that kind of frees that up. Also, make sure that you understand the quality of care. I think customer service, the claims paying ability, and how quickly a lot of these claims get paid from these Medicare, the other insurers, is important to look at. And then I know a lot of people, when they go to retire, they tend to like to travel. So if you're traveling outside of the US, you may want to look at, does it make sense to have a plan that could potentially cover for emergency care outside of the US? So there are things to look at. And the great part is our team here at Monolith, we are able to help guide and answer some of those questions for you so that we can help you choose a plan that works best for you.
There you have it right there. That's why you're listening to the Monolith Money Show, to get answers for important questions about retirement. From Jeff and Camille, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. We thank you so much for joining us, and we are digging into our mailbag today. Here's another question. This is from Lori, and she says, my husband and I have been serious about saving for retirement for a long time, but we are just now realizing we need to get serious about planning for retirement. We think it might make sense to talk to a financial professional. What are some basic questions we should be asking when we meet with someone? Camille, I'll give that one to you.
Yeah. So some of the questions I say is, you know, how long have you been a financial professional? What licenses do you hold? What areas of services do you personally focus on? You know, do they look at tax efficiency for you? Do they look at healthcare? You know, are they more focused in the retirement space, or are they more kind of a growth advisor? How many people do they have on their team? If they're a captive agent or if they're fully independent, really, as far as helping you understand retirement, you know, what are some maybe stories that they have that they could share with you, how they've helped somebody retire, specifically, you know, upon losing a spouse. You know, it's really important to make sure they understand, well, how do I know which funds or which buckets I'm going to be pulling out of? You know, have they evaluated the financial products they recommend? How do they go about recommending products or investments, things like that? What can they maybe not sell you too is a really good one. And then I really strongly believe, you know, how are they compensated? They should disclose that to you. And then also make sure you're asking them, you know, what are the pros and cons to doing certain investments or products? There's always a pro and there's always a con. So I believe, you know, transparency is really important as well.
Excellent. Okay, wonderful for that. Great question. And you can ask these questions to Jeff and Camille, although I think you get a lot of the answers about who they are on our show. Very good. Thank you, Camille. And I think I have time for one more question. Jeff, this question could be for you. This is from Ken. And he says, my wife is still set on traveling after we retire, but I'm really just not that interested at this point. I want to come up with a way for her to have trips with her friends and leave me out. I don't want to hurt her feelings, but I really don't think that's how I want to spend my time. How do we budget for her trips and my hobbies?
That's actually an interesting question that we get a lot is when we sit down with people is, what do you want to do in retirement, and start talking about that. And like Ken, we may have a Ken that says, you know what? I've traveled a lot with business. I've traveled a lot in the service. I don't want to travel anymore. And she's like, yeah, but I want to travel.
Yeah.
So that's a situation where it's like, okay, well, we put that in the budget, her travel. And we say, go take girlfriends, go take your children or grandchildren. Just go have fun with it. I know my wife, her grandmother used to take her mom and her and her sister on vacations.
Hmm.
And I didn't like it, but because I wanted to go too.
You didn't
but,
get to go.
You know, it was a great thing that she could do. And it was wonderful because they had such a good time being a bunch of ladies together. It's just a matter of, what is it? Having a plan. We are here to listen to you and help you put together a plan that's going to last a lifetime. Give us a call, 916-884-2584. We are here to do planning for the rest of your life. And when we say that, your plan can change throughout your life. So call us now, 916-884-2584. Let's see how we can make your plan better.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. The National Social Security Advisor Certificate Program, NSSA, is a certification created by the National Social Security Association, a for-profit entity. The NSSA Certificate Program grants a certificate to those who complete the one-day course and pass the proctored assessment. NSSA is independently accredited by the Institute in Credentialing Excellence, ICE. NSSA is not affiliated with, nor endorsed by, the Social Security Administration or any governmental agency.